The lecture tonight is going to focus on life on the planets. So we're going to be looking at what the planets are, where they live, what the people are like that live on these planets, what conditions are like on those planets. So they're the three main things that we're going to be looking at. Now, the information that I'm going to be talking to you about comes from this man here, Dr. George King. He was a Western master of yoga, and what that meant was that he had actually mastered the power of Kundalini, and he did this through a diligent study of yoga. So for 10 hours a day, for 10 years, he practiced yoga. And I don't just mean hatha yoga, which is the stretching exercises. I mean all the higher forms of yoga, nani yoga, kundalini yoga, bhakti yoga, etc. And he studied these yogas with very little sleep each night, 10 years, working, coming home, practicing yoga, maybe 4 hours sleep a night, and then back to work again the next day. So he was very, very diligent in his own spiritual advancement, advancing himself. And he rose this power of Kundalini. Now, for those of you who are not aware of what Kundalini is, it's an energy that resides in the base of the spine of every single person. And when you're able to control that energy and bring it up into the higher centers, you reach the stage known as enlightenment, which I'm sure you've all heard of the word term enlightenment, or nirvana, it's often called as well. He reached these greater states. Now, he actually was a trance medium. And to begin with, he was channeling people from the spirit realms. But as he started to develop himself more through this 10 years of yoga, and his vibrations, the spiritual vibrations increased by doing it, he was able to start channeling people from other planets. And they contacted him in 1954 and asked him if they were able to channel through him, in which he said that yes, they were. So he gave over 600 voice channeled messages over a period, next period of 40-odd years. So he had a lot of information coming from the space people. And in addition, he had a tremendous number of UFO sightings. He actually went on board UFOs, which we talked about in our last lecture, and he physically met with people from other planets. And I'm going to talk to you about some of these people had to say in this lecture tonight. Now, people around Dr. King also saw many UFOs. He would give predictions. He would say, he would be told through the space people, there's going to be a lot of flying saucers over Australia. He lived in England. So he'd say, in this particular area, there's going to be flying saucers on this particular date. And then there would be independent eyewitness accounts through the newspapers that they would discover that, yes, that had occurred on that date. So a lot of people around Dr. King saw UFOs on many, many occasions. And so it wasn't just him that was seeing them. There were a lot of people around him who also saw UFOs. Now, if we take a little look here at this picture here, this is a picture through the Hubble telescope, and that very, very small section of the night sky that we are seeing right there contains 1,500 galaxies. Now, in each galaxy, there is going to be millions, if not billions, of stars or planets where life could possibly exist. So it's very, very easy for, I would say, pretty much nearly everyone in the world to say, well, there must be life out there somewhere. We cannot be the only planet in the solar system that has intelligent life. It has to be out there somewhere and beyond into the galaxies. But it's actually a little bit harder for people to actually connect and say, I actually think there's life in the solar system other than us on Earth. And that is what Dr. King said. He said that each planet in the solar system is inhabited by advanced beings. And so, of course, your next question is going to be, well, how is that possible? With the technology that we have today, we can send these satellites up into sky and we can test the atmospheres and we can say, well, no one can live there. We even put a little Mars rover that's tottering around Mars right now. And it's saying there is no life. We're not finding any intelligent life on Mars. So, of course, you're going to be wondering, well, how is all this possible? Now, it actually happens in the same way that life exists on this planet. That life exists on this planet that we physically cannot see with our eyes. You can liken it a bit more easily to understand if you think about sound. We could blow a dog whistle and we can't hear that sound, but the dog can hear it. We know that there's FM, radio waves, cell phones going through this room right now, but we can't hear them, but we know that they're happening, that if we turned on our cell phone, we'd pick up a call. It's exactly the same thing with our eyes. There are levels of existence that we cannot physically see with our eyes unless we are psychic enough to be able to see it. Now, some psychics, they could be sitting in this room right now and they could see not just the physical room that we are looking at, but they could perhaps see another level of existence that might be a mountain, a lake, a tree, another building that is existing in the same space as this one. But we physically cannot see it with our eyes. It's the same way we all have an aura, and this is a lot of people are believing that, yes, we have auras. We can even take photos of them now. But only a psychic will be able to look at you and tell you that, yes, you've got this colour around you. We can see that colour around you. So what is actually happening is that around this earth, there are actually several other realms of vibration that we are physically not seeing, but they do exist. And these realms are actually the spirit realms that are existing around this earth. I personally believe in reincarnation. We teach reincarnation in the Aetherius Society. And we believe that when we pass on, our auric body moves on to one of these other realms of vibration that is existing around this planet. Right now, this is all as physical as I am. We're all vibrating on the same frequency, and so we can see and touch it. When your auric body passes on to one of these higher vibrational frequencies, it's vibrating in exactly the same manner, and so everything becomes as physical as it is right now to us. So these other realms have lakes and mountains, streams, buildings, and all kinds of manner like this. Now, we're giving a lecture in 4 weeks' time on karma and reincarnation, and we're going to go into a lot more detail about these realms. So if you're interested in that one, it's in 4 weeks' time. But the same philosophy that I've just talked about relates to these other planets. There are other vibrational frequencies that are existing around these planets. Now, the difference with the planets is that the space people who are living on them are so much more spiritually advanced than us, their vibrations are so much higher than ours, that they no longer live on the physical level of their planet. So the level of the planet that we look at, we physically cannot see them because they're not existing on that level anymore. They existed there some time ago, but they no longer live on that physical level. They're living on a higher vibrational frequency. Now, these space people, they live on these different vibrational frequencies, but because they are so advanced, they have the ability to move between frequencies of vibration. So often you'll hear stories of UFOs where you see them 1 minute, and the next minute they're gone, they blink out of existence. What is actually happening is they're able to move between the vibrational frequencies. So 1 minute they're in the frequency that we can see, and the next they've moved out of it into another frequency we cannot see. This is just a short extract from our second presentation in the Discovery Series on UFOs. The Aetherius Society has a wealth of unique information that we hope to share with those who have an interest in UFOs. You are most welcome to email me on tanya@aetherius.org.nz should you have any questions.